Mr. President.
Well, you had another tough trip, I guess.
Well, it wasn't too bad, sir. It was very hectic, of course, and busy, but...
Yeah.
I feel quite comfortable about the outcome. I think the guy is coming. Everyone else from the Koreans, Lao, Cambodians, and the Thais are fully behind this thing.
Yeah.
And Chu is going to come. There's no question about it.
What do you think about in 2 or 3 months?
No. I think as soon as Henry sees his guy over there and gives him a face-saving excuse for...
If he can. You see, I don't think that Henry can... That we can count at all, Al, on Henry being able to get any more face-saving things.
No. I don't mean any changes. We'll get a change in the protocol on the equipping of the police.
Do you think we will?
Oh, yes. I think so. And that's a minor thing, but it's not too minor. And this isn't the problem anyhow. His problem is that he basically feels he's been screwed. He knows he has no alternative. And he's going to come along. He told me he was. I mean, and despite what he writes, you see, he writes one thing in his formal letters, and then he explains to me that he just can't commit suicide, and he's not going to be another DM, and he could be a short-term hero, but he would rather be a statesman.
And he, what are his letters written for, then? For history?
For history, for his constituency. And that...
You see, the problem I have is basically what I say when I go on Tuesday night. I just got to just ignore him, I guess. But, of course, the better... Not being able to say that he is aboard will be widely noticed and could jeopardize his damn thing.
Say that. You'll be able to. In fact, he's already said in his latest answer a couple of hours ago that he is coming along, providing we get a couple of minor things straightened out. Well, there's the language changes that we're working on now with Sullivan over there, and Henry can confirm. Tuesday morning.
Good.
So I'm good. Absolutely confident.
Yeah. I have told Ron that, well, anyway, we've got to do it, as you know. I've told Ron that you and I have been chatting.
Sure.
And so when we finish, you can just talk. Tell him we had a half hour on the phone, you know. We just had a half hour talk, and the way we have told him, as a matter of fact, he told me that he was going to put out that we had met or talked. It doesn't make any sense that we're meeting. We're meeting now, as a matter of fact, before this reception, and we'd meet afterwards. After this family reception, say around 5:30 or so, I'll give you another buzz, and
good.
You and Henry, and see what the hell's going on, and that will confirm it all. But I don't think there's really... Yes, you just might as well give Ron a call and say, yes, we've had our talk, and that we will have another talk at 5:30 or so today.
Fine. Okay, sir.
Fine. But you feel pretty good, do you?
Oh, yes.
You're not physically too worn out, huh?
No. This is...
Well, you'd be more worn off if you stayed here and had the dance all night.
I know.
Getting drink and booze up and all that sort of thing.
All of the leaders over there, I tell you, sir, they're 100% behind you. They really...
They don't have anybody else to be behind. They better be, hadn't they?
I'll tell you, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Of course, that's what Chu told us, his NSC, you know. He said, this is the tough guy, he said, but just think where we'd be if the government had been there.
Yeah. Oh, Christ, we treated him with kid gloves compared to what we ought have done.
That's right. And he's a frustrating character, but...
He's got to go, though. He just has to, and...
He's going. That I no question about.
Yeah.
We just have to stay tough with him. Reasonable, but tough.
He's accepted, apparently, the Agnew idea. Wants him over there.
Oh, yes. He's very enthusiastic about it. He told me, yes, if this goes, that's what I want.
That's good. If this goes, well, I was going to say, he's getting a little pregnant if he begins to talk that way. But
he's as pregnant as he can be right now.
Now, he wants us to go to... he does want to have a meeting with me, does he, or not?
Yes, he'll want that. He wants it to be a little bit later, though.
I would much prefer it later. I mean, the further I can get it behind this, the better. And you know what I mean? And I don't want it in Washington. I mean, I don't want to expose him to this hostile atmosphere. In San Clemente, we can control the damn place.
That's right. And I think there's no question that he'll want that. he was goosey about admitting it because he was still fighting the details. But
yeah, I don't care. I understand that. I'd rather not have it at all. But as you know, I mean, from the time factor, but from his standpoint, I think he needs it.
He does. He needs it.
Don't you think so?
Absolutely.
He needs to have those pictures. And
that's right.
Standing together.
He's going to need it as this thing's been underway for a bit. His better timing.
Yeah, to see how it's working.
That's right.
Al must not base his reliance, of course, even no matter what, how much we tell him that if he creates or provokes an incident, that he can expect the Air Force to come batting in there to save him again.
Well, I think
it's not going to happen, you know.
It's like
the old Sigmund Rhee, you know, in 1953. We had to pull him back. Now he's not going to have any free hand. He's got to comply, or his ass. It's his ass, not ours this time.
This he knows, and that's really one of his problems.
Yeah, he doesn't want to take up that burden, does he?
No.
Okay, Al, I won't hold you, and we'll call you 5:30 or so.
Congratulations to you. I'm sorry I wasn't here to.
No, thank you. Nothing to it. Thank you. Bye.
God bless you.